Lesson 35, Genesis chapters 38 and 39. Introduction. Genesis 38 and 39 present contrasting experiences from the lives of Judah and Joseph. Genesis 38 gives an account of Judah's wickedness. Conversely, Genesis 39 illustrates Joseph's righteousness and shows how the Lord prospered him in all circumstances. Suggestions for teaching. Genesis 38. Judah's unrighteousness is exposed. Read aloud each of the scenarios below. After each one, ask the class to explain what choices are available to them in that scenario and what short-term or long-term consequences may follow those choices. Number one, a friend tells you that it is okay to engage in sexual behaviors together because you love and trust each other. Number two, a friend keeps trying to get you to use pornographic material. Number three, a friend of the opposite gender invites you into his or her bedroom so that you can be alone to talk. Explain that as students study Genesis 38 and 39, they will learn about two brothers, Judah and Joseph, who made very different choices when they were in tempting situations. Invite students to consider what lessons they can learn from the choices of these two brothers. Draw the following chart on the board. You may want to do this before class. Refer to the chart on page 120 of lesson 35. Note: summarize. Occasionally you will need to summarize a scripture block by briefly explaining what is described in verses that are not emphasized in class. This can allow you to move quickly through portions of the scripture block without omitting the content and messages expressed in those portions. In some cases, like for Genesis 38, you must be judicious about what and how you summarize. Summarize Genesis 38 verses 1 through 11 by explaining that after Joseph was sold to the Ishmaelites, one of his older brothers, Judah, married a Canaanite woman, a daughter of Shua. Judah and his wife had three sons together, Onan, and Shelah. The oldest son, married a woman named Tamar, but he died before they had children. According to the customary law at that time, the widow who had no children had claim on her husband's next oldest brother, or his closest living male relative. This man, if asked by the widow, was obligated to marry her and raise up seed or produce children on behalf of his deceased brother. This practice is known as levirate marriage. See Bible Dictionary. Onan married Tamar, but also died soon after. Judah then promised Tamar that Shelah could be her husband when he was grown. However, when Shelah was old enough, Judah did not keep his promise to Tamar. Tamar then resorted to deception in order to bear children by Judah, who had the responsibility to provide a husband and children for her. Invite a student to read Genesis 38:13-18 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for choices that Tamar and Judah made. Tamar's choice to pretend to be a harlot so she could become pregnant by Judah violated the law of chastity. Tamar knew that her actions might have serious consequences, such as being sentenced to death. By requesting Judah's signet, bracelets, and staff, Tamar gathered evidence to show who the father of her child was. How did Judah respond to this temptation? After students respond, write on the board, "Immediately gave in to temptation under Judah." Summarize Genesis 38, verses 19 through 23, by explaining that Judah sent his friend with a kid, a young goat, to pay the harlot and retrieve his signet, bracelets, and staff. But his friend could not find her. Point out that Judah still did not realize that the woman he believed was a harlot was actually his daughter-in-law, Tamar. Why do you think Judah sent a friend to pay the harlot for him? Write the following statement on the board under Judah: tried to keep his sin a secret. Ask a student to read Genesis 38, verses 24 through 26 aloud. Invite the class to follow along, looking for what happened 3 months later. How might you have felt at this point if you had been in Judah's position? write on the board, humiliated when his sin was exposed, under Judah. Genesis 39 verses 1 through 19. Joseph is brought to Egypt and resists temptations from Potiphar's wife. To help students understand the context for Genesis 39, ask a student to briefly summarize how Joseph came to be in the possession of the Ishmaelites. You might refer students to the chapter summary of Genesis 37 to help them remember. Invite a student to read Genesis 39 verses 1 through 2 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what happened to Joseph after he was sold to the Ishmaelites. Ask students to report what they find. You may want to invite students to mark the phrase, quote, "The Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man," end quote, from verse 2. Invite a student to read Genesis 39 verses 3 through 6 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for how the Lord blessed Joseph. How did the Lord bless and prosper Joseph? What do you think "goodly person" and "well-favored" means? Ask a student to read Genesis 39 verse 7 aloud. Invite the class to follow along, looking for how Joseph was tested. Ask students to report what they find. You may need to explain that the phrase, "lie with me," was a command to have sexual relations. Note, Genesis 39 verse 9 is a Scripture Mastery passage. Studying Scripture Mastery passages will help students increase their understanding of basic doctrines and be prepared to teach them to others. You may want to suggest that students mark Scripture Mastery passages in a distinctive way so they will be able to locate them easily. Refer to the teaching idea at the end of the lesson to help students with their mastery of this passage. Invite a student to read Genesis 39 verses 8 and 9 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for how Joseph responded to Potiphar's wife. How did Joseph respond to Potiphar's wife? Point out that according to the Joseph Smith translation, "wotteth not" in verse 8 means "knoweth not." Joseph was explaining to Potiphar's wife that Potiphar trusted him greatly. What do Joseph's words recorded in verse 9 indicate about his relationship with God? Based on Joseph's example, what can our devotion to God give us strength to do? After students respond, write the following principle on the board. Our devotion to God gives us strength to resist temptation. What do you think we can do to develop strong devotion to God like Joseph had? Invite students who feel comfortable to share how their devotion to God has helped them to resist temptation. Explain that students should not share experiences that are too personal or private. Ask students to read Genesis 39 verse 10 silently and look for how Joseph faced temptation from Potiphar's wife. Ask students to report what they find. Write on the board, "resisted temptation day after day," under Joseph. Ask a student to read Genesis 39 verses 11 through 12 aloud. Invite the class to follow along, looking for what Joseph did when Potiphar's wife became more demanding. Invite students to report what they find. Why was it wise for Joseph to run out of the house in this situation? What can we learn from Joseph's example about what to do when we find ourselves in tempting situations? After students respond, write the following principle on the board. If we remove ourselves from tempting situations, then we will have greater ability to resist temptation. Point out that one way to remove ourselves from tempting situations is to do all we can to avoid those situations. Invite a student to read aloud the following statement. Ask the class to listen for counsel that they feel they need to apply more fully in their lives. Quote, "Never do anything that could lead to sexual transgression. Treat others with respect, not as objects used to satisfy lustful and selfish desires. Before marriage, do not participate in passionate kissing, lie on top of another person, or touch the private sacred parts of another person's body, with or without clothing. Do not do anything else that arouses sexual feelings. Do not arouse those emotions in your own body. Pay attention to the promptings of the Spirit so that you can be clean and virtuous." Avoid situations that invite increased temptation, such as late-night or overnight activities away from home or activities where there is a lack of adult supervision. Do not participate in discussions or any media that arouse sexual feelings. Do not participate in any type of pornography. The Spirit can help you know when you are at risk and give you the strength to remove yourself from the situation. Have faith in and be obedient to the righteous counsel of your parents and leaders. End quote. From For the Strength of Youth, page 36. What are some specific ways you can avoid compromising situations that may threaten your virtue? Encourage students to live this counsel so they can be protected from sin. Summarize Genesis 39 verses 13 through 18 by explaining that Potiphar's wife lied and accused Joseph of seeking to have inappropriate relations with her. Invite a student to read Genesis 39 verses 19 through 20 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what happened to Joseph as a result of the lies Potiphar's wife told about him. Invite students to report what they find. Write on the board, "Falsely accused of sin," under Joseph. Genesis 39, verses 21 through 23. The Lord blesses Joseph in prison. Begin the scripture block by asking the class the following question. Have you ever experienced painful or difficult consequences for choosing to do what is right? Ask a student to read Genesis 39, verses 21 through 23 aloud. Invite the class to follow along and look for ways Joseph was blessed while in prison. Ask students to report what they find. You may want to invite students to mark the phrase, "The Lord was with Joseph," in verse 21. Write on the board the following statement under Joseph. The Lord blessed and prospered him because of his righteousness. What can we learn from Joseph's experience? Students may identify a variety of principles, including the following. If we do what is right, then the Lord will be with us and help us. When have you felt the truthfulness of this principle in your life? You may also want to share an experience. Ask one or two students to summarize the differences between Judah's and Joseph's responses to temptation, and the short and long-term consequences of their choices. Then invite students to ponder the temptations they face. Invite them to complete the following statement in their class notebooks or scripture study journals, with those temptations in mind. I will follow Joseph's example by blank. Testify of the truths discussed today and encourage students to resist temptation as Joseph did. Scripture Mastery, Genesis 39:9. To help students apply one of the principles we can learn from Genesis 39:9, ask them to memorize the sentence, "How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God?" Ask them to repeat the phrase several times until they can do so without help. Invite students to think or say this sentence when they face temptation.